Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. We're taking this program the day after the elections, and it's an all-pundit show with Fred Locken, Trey Abney, Mike Hillaby, Marlene Lockhart, Chris Wicker, and Eric Herzig. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this program the morning after the elections, and we have nothing but pundits here. Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber, Marlene Lockhart with Government Affairs, and Eric Herzig heads up the Political Science Department at UNR. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
We're just going to run through these because there's so much to talk about. Let's start with the Assembly. Your thoughts, Mr. Abney?
Shocked. I thought the Assembly was going to be Democratic controlled for the rest of my life. I thought with the numbers in Clark County and the registration advantage they had, I think they had a 15-point registration advantage in Clark County, the Democrats. And the fact that Republicans so outperformed in those districts blows me away. It's going to be interesting. You know, some people have said that, you know, Governor Sandoval may have had an easier time within a Democrat Assembly and a Republican Senate, because we go back to 2003 when Kenny Guinn tried to do a tax reform package. And, of course, we've seen Governor Sandoval say in the press in the last couple of weeks he's looking at tax reform, and you have some very conservative Assembly Republicans block that effort. So it could be interesting.
Eric, what was the biggest surprise in the Assembly to you last night?
What he just said. About a month out, Republican friends were saying, we could take the Assembly, and I'm just going, pipe dream.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Three, maybe five. Then I saw the early vote numbers come in. I'm just going, five? Okay, maybe seven. Now we're at 10? I just did not think that would happen. It will be interesting. The Republicans have accomplished stage one. They won. They have control. I heard that that's the first time that we've had a Republican governor. We'll have majorities in the Assembly and the Senate since 1929.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's not a harbinger. and I agree. We've kind of seen this movie before, too. Guinn overwhelmingly reelected, had everything going for him, and that did not go well. So it remains to be seen. Great night for the Republicans. They outworked the Democrats. I think the Democrats forgot which day Election Day was. And so That's how it came out.
And now they have to govern.
Let me just address this, which is, you know, I don't think the Democrats were outworked. I think that their population stayed home. Chris Wicker and I were on KOH radio last night talking about this, and Chris said that they called every registered voter multiple times. The young people weren't interested in coming out. They didn't think it made a difference. Your thoughts on that and the assembly?
You're exactly right. The Democrats just stayed home in Clark County. Washoe did much better, mm-hmm. but not enough to pull through Stephen Horsford or some of the statewide offices. The statewide offices had to have Clark County. And when they're winning there, where the Democratic registration is, I mean, when those early numbers started being posted, I knew we were in big trouble, and even in the assembly, because you could see the three contested Senate races had those assembly districts nested in those Senates, and that's Jason Frierson, James Healy, all of them that went down last night. Jason, you know, that's a real loss to the legislature. He lost by 40 votes, and he was just a stellar legislator. And so some good folks got crushed in this wave. They really did.
And you know what's amazing? Some of them, these races were so tight. The numbers were so small. You give a thought, Trey, if you would, to the state Senate.
State Senate, I mean, once the numbers were coming in, with all of the early voting, that didn't surprise me at all. We were looking at those three key seats. Those three key seats went the way it is. I mean, it's 11-10, so it's not a... You know, it's only a one vote a majority, so that can be tenuous sometimes on certain issues. Assembly is going to be the same way. And I'd be curious what Eric thinks, but we know the Democrats lost. I'm not so sure that Republicans won, and not just in the state, but nationwide. People did not turn out in droves to vote for a Republican message or some great campaign theme or some overarching, this is what we're going to do to govern America or to govern Nevada. I mean, it was an anti-Obama, anti-status quo, pro very popular Brian Sandoval vote last
night. George Will called it the May West election. He said, you know, I'm just voting for something different.
I think that's right. I mean, you had, I think, 42% vote turnout in Nevada. The Republican turnout was at best average, but the Democrats were just, it was abysmal. They just were not there. When the early numbers came in, and the Republicans had, over 20,000 lead. They're even in Clark County, which means they're winning in Clark County. In terms of what's the overriding message, the Republicans had a real good night, and the Democrats need to go back and say, where did our people go?
All right, let's take a break. Much more with pundits when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Thank you. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as I mentioned earlier, we're taping this the morning after the election with Trey Abney, Eric Krizig, and Marlene Lockhart. You have some theories, Marlene.
Well, I think when you take a look at the rural vote and some of the ballot questions, the mining question went down. Mm-hmm. The rural vote was so consistent and so strong. I think that a couple of these initiatives really had a boomerang effect. I think it was a perfect storm for the Republicans. But when you look at that, the mining tax, how long it took to get that on the ballot, and it failed. And it failed because the Democrats stayed home, and rural Nevada, who mining's very important to, performed very well. And the same with the tax initiative. That just was absolutely crushed. And I think it motivated Republic businessmen and others who normally wouldn't vote in the midterm to get out because they were all scared to death of question three.
That was going to be my question. And obviously, I'm very close to question three. Worked very hard on defeating that.
You woke up with it every
morning.
And
we're glad we are glad that it was defeated. But I wonder, you know, the groups on the left that supported that and pushed that and got it on the ballot, if that really kind of messed up getting their candidate. You know, it was such a Republican turnout vehicle. I'm curious that, you know, how much of a turnout vehicle it was. But if it was, and then it messes up all the other people that they wanted to get elected outside of that question.
That's why it was a boomerang effect.
Yeah.
Eric?
All of these facts, the perfect storm. I mean, you had no star power on the Democratic side, particularly at the top. You had the ballot initiatives, if anything, was going to pull more Republicans in than Democrats. The Democrat messaging was just terrible. I think they made a tactical mistake running so far away from Obama. It's like they reinforced that. Well, we think he's terrible, too. And then they had no other substitute message. All of that came together, and in Nevada, it's a crushing defeat for the Democrats, because you took out two and a half rising stars. Lucy Flores, Ross Miller's loss.
Okay, so let's talk about the AG's race. Is that a career ender?
No, because it was such a wave election, he can just say, well, I got caught up in this wave. He does need to do some... I don't think he made a very good case in terms of why should he be attorney general? And it's like, well, because I'm going to be governor one day. Seemed to be the fallback position. The Democrats didn't, it's back to my point, they didn't message very well in terms of why should we vote for you?
Right?
I think in that race in particular, it shows the effect of the Citizen United legislation. All of this money, both for Stephen Horsford and from out of state, came in the AG's race and in the congressional race. And I think that has just turned our politics upside down.
Yeah, but I know
all sides had the money.
Yeah, they did.
I understand.
The DCCC came in riding a strong wave to support Stephen.
But it impacts out of state folks. Are really determining our elections.
What's interesting about Ross Miller?
That?
You know, Ross won Clark and Washoe counties. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the overwhelming rural vote that killed him there.
Exactly.
You know, and it's interesting because legislators had to pay back for tickets and things, you know, Rolling Stone mm-hmm. concert tickets and things like that not that many years ago. And Ross Miller just didn't seem to care that he was taking all this.
And his argument was that, though, he disclosed it all, right?
Right.
But he took it all, but he disclosed it all. I mean, Adam Laxalt ran a very effective campaign against Ross Miller. If I were running against Ross Miller, I would use those same kind of things, the UFC stuff.
Well, you can disclose. I mean, we disclose
all
the time on this program. But if I disclosed that I had killed somebody the day before, that wouldn't be helpful just because I disclosed it.
Quick answer, please. I agree that Miller kind of blew that question off, and that did come back to bite him. And when he said, oh, it's educational, it's like nobody's bought you're believing your own spin.
That's where we got to leave it. We have another panel standing by. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
More ways to save. More has two flexible ways to finance with 0%. Your choice.
Any bedroom, dining room, or living room with 0% financing till 2019.
Or 0% till 2017. A discount equal to sales tax and same day delivery.
Either plan you choose, there's 0% financing.
Great sale prices in every department. Plus more kids and teens furniture for less.
More ways to save. More ways to make buying furniture easier.
It's happening now at More Furniture for Less.
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a brand new set of pundits here. Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Mike Hillaby is director of legislative affairs for Kenford Kroll. And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a Democratic National Committeeman. So let's move on to other races now as we go through the list here. Let's start with Secretary of State. Were you surprised at the result?
In a way, yes. You know, Kate Marshall clearly had the state star power in this process. But again, the analysis that the Democrats just did not show up for this this race. The Republicans were there in numbers. And so Barbara Sagaski did very well last night.
Chris?
Well, I think that's the answer, is that try as we might, we just couldn't motivate Democrats to come to the polls. And you look at the overall statewide turnout is just horrific. And you put it together with a midterm where Democrats typically fall off more so than Republicans in a midterm election. It was just not enough people voted. I think that even if we'd had a 50% turnout, I think the constitutional offices would be completely different than what they are now.
Mike, your thoughts on the treacherous race?
Again, I'm not terribly surprised with what happened and I think the story is less about Republican turnout than Democrats not showing up, as Chris said. You know, the voter numbers were still pretty low. Republicans were better about it. And I think we're going to, over time, have to give a lot of credit to the governor and the team he put together behind the scenes that modernized that apparatus around the state party, who clearly is as dysfunctional as any party could possibly be, and did a phenomenal job of getting the message out. Too much so in some cases.
I'd want to follow on with this, but we'll have to do it on another program because we got too much to talk about here, but you're absolutely right. Stephen Horsfoot, one term, gone.
Yes, and actually, he was starting to get very good buzz. I think there was a sense that he had settled into the role and was really moving, and this loss, although that's a hard district, it didn't have a lot of an edge of a Democrat, so this non-Democrat participation destroyed it. You know, as a faculty member, I've talked to my students about realigning elections in waves for years. This is actually one of the few I've experienced in my life, and it's quite an amazing event.
Well, I think it's like Dina Titus. I mean, she lost that seat, came back, and for him, quite possibly the same seat, and it's important to remember this is still a Democratic state by registration.
So and Stephen Horsfoord will be back. I think that it's kind of a dark, dismal, black cloud fluke that we just suffered through last night. But
Speaking as a Democrat.
Yeah. I always speak as a Democrat. But I think Stephen is so competent and I think skilled that he will be back. And And my suspicion is that Crescent Hardy will be interesting to see what he does with that role, because nobody gave him a chance to begin with.
Right. But they were very clever in the end of that campaign by the time they got there, rerunning that commercial that Stephen Horsfield had with President Obama on the radio was devastating. What do you think Danny Tarkanian is thinking this morning?
What if?
Okay. So the Joe Heck, Aaron Bilbrey race. Does Joe Heck now own this seat?
Sure looks like he does. Such a comfortable victory. And yeah, I would say that this he will be pretty invincible going forward.
Aaron Bilbrey just ran the worst campaign.
Yeah, you know, it really surprised a lot of us that there was difficulties in the staffing of the campaign and that her message really didn't get out, because, you know, actually Aaron Bilbrey is a very competent and knowledgeable person. And the fact that her campaign sputtered like it did, I think, was a real surprise to a lot of us, anyway.
Oh, well, isn't it that those that can't teach? Is that an example? just a thought. Okay, thank Fred, Skip Daly gone.
Skip Daly gone. And this is someone who had a real passion for serving in the assembly, had a good machine to be able to get reelected.
And did constant walking.
Exactly. Right. So from a textbook point of view, did everything right and lost decidedly. So,
and I think Skip, nobody works harder at campaigning than Skip did. And he truly, I think, did a good job in the assembly. I don't remember any great amount of criticism of him, but...
Except
not enough
Randy
people
Thompson.
Voted.
Okay, so we finally got an appellate court.
We do. And I'm congratulations, and finally, third time's a charm.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that a Republican wave actually gets something we've really needed for a long time?
That was probably as surprising to me as anything, frankly, that passed. I mean, it was a good campaign. It was time. I think people understood the message.
But they had very little money, though,
by
comparison.
But when you saw the turnout numbers, I thought, with no sort of prevailing on those questions, with 2 and 3, there was a real challenge for that one to go down as well.
Well, and I've never seen the Supreme Court justices work as hard as they worked on this campaign. You saw particularly Justice Hardesty.
Really hard.
Yeah. But you saw Justice Hardesty everywhere. You know, I know that the other justices, Justice Sata was out talking in Las Vegas, and I've never seen him work so hard on this issue, because, like you said, they desperately need it, and thank goodness it passed. And I thought it wouldn't, because we have the low turnout.
Are you thinking that it was as much rural Nevada and the Republican wave that had the effect on the mining initiative?
Clearly. The voter turnout was strong in the rural areas. We had to wait in Lyon County, had to wait in Elko County for the polls to close. So that actually made the difference. They had a high-stakes issue for them, and they turned out in numbers.
Right.
Well, the irony is I don't know that it was such a high-stakes issue. It was removing that cap and protection from the Constitution, but it didn't do anything to affect the actual tax rate of the mining companies. But you look at that and people think, yeah, that's a tax increase on mines.
Part of that was this idea that there was this coalition in the South that was going to rise up and really reassert their dominance with the voters. And I think that was a real threat, because they were seen as people that didn't understand mining and much more likely to tax. The really interesting thing now is, what do you do? Because the good group of that coalition lost their seats in Clark County because the people in Clark County didn't care enough about this, quote, North-South issue to show up. That's really going to be fascinating to me to watch.
But do you also think that, you know, people, you know, especially on the conservative side, looked at what mining had done through the recession? I mean, they provided great jobs for an area of the state that really needed those jobs. And also they loan money to the state when the state, you know, by paying their taxes early. Do you think any of that played into it? Because mining didn't really run a campaign at all on this.
Well, I think they get it more in the rural counties where they touch mining. I think here on the west side of the state, the notion was that the Democrats would have, I think, voted to literally approve stripping away that constitutional protection. They weren't at the polls, and so the Republican numbers really helped about this time and got it through.
Chris, the United States Senate and what this means for Senator Reid becoming minority leader and also for his reelection chances in 2016.
Well, I was kind of surprised the sun came up this morning. I was worried about that last night. And I think it'll be a totally different election. You'll be a presidential election. You'll have the presidential machines, and perhaps that's what it takes as a presidential candidate to motivate Nevada Democrats to go vote. I'm hopeful, but you know, I think it'll be a bitter taste in Senator Reid's mouth to lost the majority and so significantly at this point in his career. And I think I feel bad for him, but he's a fighter, so I think he'll be back. And, the Republicans will have 24 seats to protect. The Democrats only 10 Senate seats to protect. I think 2016, we're looking ahead, will be a whole different election.
Okay, we've got about 15 seconds each. Mike, your thoughts?
I agree. I think the same thing. You're going to have a presidential year. The Republicans are still going to have challenges with the Hispanic population in this country, with all of the millennials that are coming up who are much more colorblind about gay marriage and other kinds of things. It's going to be a very different world in 2 years.
Fred Locken, the last word.
Obama failed. Harry Reid, not his fault.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. What an exciting night. In both directions. And
Chris, I could use less excitement.
No tears from Chris. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On the next broadcast, the latest scandal with Obamacare with Greg Jacobs. We'll see you on the next broadcast.